It's a Wednesday afternoon, time for our weekly update from the Campbell Public Library of East Grand Forks, Campbell Corner. And joining us is the director of the Campbell Library, Charlotte Helgeson. Welcome back from the West Coast.
Well, thank you. Yes, it was a great trip.
Yeah, how are things out there? Was it wet and mossy?
Yes, it's always mossy. That's very true. And it did rain a couple of days, but not all of them.
This song, very famous for Halloween, came out back in the 1960s. Of course, Charlotte and I were not around back then.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
October 31st, Halloween, and I understand you had some visitors at the library today, all dressed up, is that right?
Oh, yes, we've had a couple of days of all the costumers that are for story time, so short little costumes. But right now, they stay in their costumes all day long.
Sure, yeah.
So, they put them on, I think, as soon as they get up in the morning and they wear them, so there are dragons and robots right in the library still,
Really?
It just goes on all day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And yesterday they were warming up, and older kids join in, and it's going to be just really, one little boy had me practice trick-or-treating.
One, two, three. Trick-or-treat!
Just so I would know how to pick candy. Yeah. You have to get this stuff down.
Got to do it right. Oh, that's funny. All right, we have three things to talk about today. Number one, painting and carpeting. That's going on now?
Almost. I don't want to hold my breath, but it's getting so very close. We will be, the council will be considering a recommendation from the board next week. So as early as the following week, we will be getting busy on moving things around here and starting that whole process. So because we want to do a lot of it at night and a lot of it when we don't have activities, there will be taping areas off, so please be aware that there could be wet paint in the building. It's all chemically assessed, so what we're told is that the paint is safe to be used wet like that, being put on, even when the public is here. But I still want people to know, in case you're super sensitive, to be cautious.
And that should start very soon, and it's long overdue, by the way. Been a long time. Yeah.
Yes.
New paint and new carpeting.
It's been needed for, a few years now.
Okay, very good. Upgrades at the Campbell Library. Number two, at the library, they have lots of support groups, and would you like to talk about that today?
Well, I just think about the holidays coming up. I mean, Halloween, of course, we're going to start with today, but then we have the prep for Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays, and sometimes people feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
It can bring people down.
Yes.
And so we have a hospice grief support group that meets once a month on Thursday at 1:00. It'll be November 8th when they meet again. And that is the Red River Valley Hospice Group. So it's somebody who facilitates the program. It's wonderful. And then we also have the Lutheran Social Services Caregiver Support Group that meets once a month. And just that little bit of getting together with somebody, that's on Wednesday the 14th at 11:00. So just a reminder that sometimes we need to look outside ourselves for just a little support.
I imagine, too, that patrons are looking for help in certain areas of life could contact you and find out if groups are meeting there at the Campbell Library.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. And my favorite of the topics, new books. What's on tap today?
Well, this is kind of in response to you having Mike this last week while I was gone.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Isn't he just, he's fascinating.
Oh, he is.
And we had a young man, especially in the group last night when Mike was speaking, who had coins from his grandfather. And it was so fun to watch Mike with the little boy's excitement, just like the young man, talking about the coins.
Yeah.
So we have the new 2019 U.S. Coin Digest. We also have a World Coin collecting book. So both of them are available and on the new shelf.
Okay.
But just the idea that wintertime, when you're collecting, you know, and I'm thinking it's getting chilly now, that's a time when you do go back and look at your collections. And we have some unique books, things like Antique Tractor Guide. Now, who else in the world but people in this area are actually going to collect tractors? But it is a book that we actually update every other year.
Oh, so
you not only get to find out what the value of your tractors are, but you can go in there and help find parts,
sure,
you know, to refurbish them and do that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So that's fun. The other book I want to point out today is called Personal Data Management. Because when we talk about collecting things, it reminds me of how they keep saying people are collecting our personal information. You know, they're gathering our name, where we live, our social security number.
Yeah.
People are always asking for those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
This book helps you figure out how to keep that information yourself, keep it safe, how to approach giving the information out when you need to. So basically protecting your own personal data collection. I think it's well worth a read. It's by Amy Lennox. And it's called Personal Data Management.
Nice to have that resource.
Back to
the collecting point, too.
Sure.
I collect model trains, have for many years. And at some point in my life when I have extra time, I'll be putting those up and playing with them, maybe.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, so if I come into Campbell Library looking for a book related to train collections, model trains, it might be there. If it's not there, you can find a book for me, couldn't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
If we don't have your specific collection, because honestly, it's tough for us to keep up to date on all kinds of collections.
Right, right.
But if we know people in our community are interested, we will do our very best to get that for you.
Yes. You have that network. You can find out where
yes.
it's at.
That's
all right. Very good. Well, I know you're busy coming off of vacation, and it's a busy time of the year there, all things going on. It's a good busy, though, right?
It is a good
yes.
busy, yes.
Okay.
We don't sit around here and wonder what to do next.
There you go. To find out more about the Campbell Public Library of downtown East Grand Forks, right off to Mers Avenue, the downtown library for Greater Grand Forks, give them a call. Their phone number is 773-9121. 773-9121. They're located off to Mers Avenue by the main fire station and near Sherlock Park. And Mel Metz of the staff of the East Grand Forks Public Library, Campbell Library, is posting our conversations online. And to find those, what can folks do, Charlotte?
They can go to our website at egflibrary.org.
Very good. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Watch out for those ghosts and goblins over there, okay?
I'll do my best.
And we'll see you next Wednesday, all right?
Thank you.
Campbell Corner, Wednesdays at 3:05 on Pioneer 90.1.
Something strange.